Good morning, Audio Boom. Dean Reed here, once again in the glorious Peak District. And it's a Saturday morning. A Saturday morning in November. So last night I was out with my good friends Ray and Jay, and we went camping in the Peak District. We camped in a cave in a place called Deepdale, and it's called Hob Thirst's House. And it was a really amazing experience. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long while, and something that I promised myself I'd do this year. So, as the weather was due to be pretty terrible, we decided that maybe tonight was the night, or last night was the night to do it. And we couldn't have picked a better night. Yes, it was raining on the way in, but not long after we got there, the skies cleared. So, got some nice shots of the moon and the stars and things like that, and then it snowed. We had a good night. In the cave itself, we went exploring and went into the depths of the cave and explored different like chambers, and found some really old graffiti from like the early 1800s and what looked like 1693, but I suppose maybe it perhaps wasn't that old. Maybe it was the fading nature of the graffiti that made it look like that date. Could have been 1893. Anyway, I digress. After that, we came back out into the main chamber, and it snowed. We stayed up until about midnight, and I managed to get quite a good night's sleep, actually. Even though I was woke up a couple of times with like noises from the cave. Not anything that sounded like ancient or mythical, just rocks falling and stuff like that in the back of the cave. So nothing to worry about, really. We got up at about 7, half past 7, something like that, and we headed off into the winter wonderland. I'm currently walking up Deepdale now, back towards a village called Chell Morton, where we left the car last night. And hopefully, fingers crossed, it's still going to be there this morning. But that was an amazing night, and honestly, it would have been nice if it was, say, summer and it was nice and warm and we got more daylight and stuff like that, but regardless, when you're in the cave, it was dark anyway, so it didn't matter that it was dark outside, and we got plenty of lanterns and lights and head torches and candles and stuff like that, so it was all good. Took some quite decent shots, or shots that I would say that I'm happy with a Canon 7D. Some nice long exposures of the cave and the stars, so hopefully that'll come out right. And if it does, I'll include it as the boo art, or boom art, for this bit of audio. Okay, so I'm going to continue walking. Just listen to the Arctic tundra. Hopefully you heard the sound of my feet crunching in the snow and not just wind noise. Either way, thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.